Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to episode 213.
213.
Lucky number 13 on the end of that.
With a 2 on the front.
Yes, and a 1 and a 3. There you go. Yeah. I am Brandon Luna.
I'm Randy Rankin.
And this is Calypso's Cigar Review Podcast. So far, still, we haven't decided what we're doing with the name, but yeah.
But we're not a review anymore. We're just
smoking what we're smoking. What you smoking today?
We're smoking a quick draw.
Okay.
Or a Southern Draw quick draw. Pennsylvania Broadleaf.
All right. I'm smoking an Avo, and it's orange. I don't know which one it is. XO. Avo XO.
Oh.
It was given to me
going all fancy.
By the rep.
Avo.
Yeah. What can you do?
Kelly Kathy?
Yeah. Yeah. She gave it to me the other day.
That's nice.
Which is cool. It's always good when you run into other reps because they like to trade stuff.
They give you stuff.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So we are at the Calypso Cigar Shop and Lounge.
In Richardson, Texas.
Yep. And Noah kind of floated by me when I was in Houston last week.
Noah?
Yeah, you know, with the arc and all.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The rain.
We've been getting some serious rain in Texas.
It has been raining horribly.
Yeah, hardcore rain in Texas. And it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, Calypso had a couple of major leaks this week.
Oh, did it?
You have to get Matt to show you the picture of what the floor looked like in the, you know, that hallway that goes back to the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Standing water.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
God, he just had the roof fixed, too,
I know.
Recently.
But it's coming in for this wall. It's weird. It sucks. It was just so much rain, I knew he was going to have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And he did.
That sucks, balls. Yeah, it was interesting going to Houston, because everybody's telling me, like, were you
I
going
saw
into
Facebook
Houston?
Pictures. Yeah. It looked like a freaking ocean.
It looked like the apocalypse over there, man. It was just bad. It was like, you're going to Houston? I'm like, yeah, I got an event and everything. I guess I need to go.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, but you didn't encounter much, or what?
Well, luckily enough, you know, I use Waze or Waz or whatever it's called, and it kept redirecting me around stuff, so I didn't really get to see a whole lot of it till like until I kind of gave up on it, and I'm like, I know where I'm going, shut up, you stupid thing, and then I kept running into traffic, so listen to your GPS when it tells you to go a certain direction, even if it makes no sense, half the time it's right.
Right.
The only thing it's been doing that's pissing me off is it'll tell me to exit and then get right back on, which is like,
yeah.
What?
I was with you one day when that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
I don't understand what that's about. So now I typically, like, if it starts to say that, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to look at this. Like, no, it's telling me to get right back. I'm not doing that. Just stay on, you know. But and then it gets mad at you. It's like, oh, redirect. I'm like, no, just leave it alone. It's like, stop. So you fight with your GPS when you're driving. God, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And then people call you. Invariably, when the complicated, you know, directions come up.
Somebody calls you. And you can't hear, you know, and you're like,
I'm about to come up on an exit.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Such a pain in the ass. It's one of those Murphy's Law things.
It is. But my GPS on my phone works much better than my actual TomTom because it's more up to date.
Yeah.
And so I try to use that. But, you know, they'll send me stupid places. And I'm like, why did I go this way?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Oh, that cigar place.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Absolute.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go to that cigar place.
Okay.
And it sends me a weird direction. I'm thinking, this doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is weird.
Yeah, I got one of those, too.
But I kept going and kept going and going, and it dropped me off at a bakery on the other side of town, literally.
Mm.
So then and it was like 19 miles from that cigar place. It's like, what the fuck? What directions was it giving me?
Yeah, that happened to me. Of course, you know, I have an event on Friday, which unfortunately I wasn't able to go to Dave Dietrich's funeral. And Dave Dietrich was one of these guys, legend in the industry, been around forever, worked for Perdomo.
He used to be with General, he's Perdomo, yeah.
Passed away recently, which sucked, and I wasn't able to go to his memorial because I had to do an event. But as it would, you know, be like, I had issues at the hotel, so the hotel lost power, and I'm like, shit, you know, so do I stay at this hotel and possibly come back and have no power, or do I go somewhere else? So I, you know, talked to him.
That
like,
happened to me at
So I talked to him. I was like, look, you know, I'm, you know, platinum member. I shouldn't, you know, have to pay for this last night if I leave early. And they finally agreed, okay, fine, just, you know, go. And so I checked out, went and did my store, hit my stores and stuff, and then was going to, you know, my last location was to go to the event. So I went to the hotel to drop my stuff off, which took forever because of traffic. Got to the hotel, and it was like 3 o'clock. The event's at 5. I'm like, okay, so I've got an hour. I've got an hour to get there. I want to be there by 4. Set everything up. Shouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
Well, for some reason, I shouldn't have listened to it because it's told me to go like normally. I was staying in an area where I knew how to get there.
Yeah.
You know, I knew all I had to do was go up one street, go down Highway 6 and I would have been there. But I thought maybe it redirected me because of the flood or because of traffic. So I listened to it. So it had me get on 59 and go Highway 8 all the way out and some other weird, like, tollway thing that I've never been on. I'm like, what the hell is this? And it took me out to Highway 6. I'm like, okay, well, at least I'm here. And it did. It took me, like, it was 4:15. I'm calling them, like, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be there. I got to set up. And, you know, it just took me this weird way. And they're like, ah, don't worry about it. No big. We've had the table up. We're doing sales already. It's no big deal. And I'm like, okay, fine. So then I get to Highway 6, and I'm like, this doesn't look right. Like, where the hell did it take me? And I put, you know, I stopped, pulled over from the car, looked at it, and like, and I was driving, and of course, it's like, you're at your destination. I'm like, this is nowhere near my destination. Like, what are you talking about?
Right, yeah.
So I finally got out, put it in, you know, put it in a different thing instead of WAZ. I put it in just the Google one, and I was like 20 minutes away. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me?
Jeez.
So I had to shoot up 6 with all the traffic, and God, it was a pain in the ass.
Well, the store that you had the event at,
boy,
that was terrible grammar. The store in which your event occurred, GPS takes me there, and it took me a weird way. I mean, I was on, like, no highways at all. It was just roads, streets and stuff. And I'm like, shit, am I ever
going
to get this place?
Where so we're get there going, and it, we don't need roads.
Okay, right. Anyway, so it dropped me off at that Home Depot.
Yeah.
You were at your destination. I'm like, no, I'm not.
It's Home Depot. So, yeah, what the hell is this?
So, oh, what's the guy's name? The owner of the store.
Oh, you're talking about Lim or?
Lim.
Or
yeah, Lim.
Yeah.
So Lim calls me. He says, I thought you were supposed to be here at 4. And I said, I'm supposed to be there. I said, I'm by a Home Depot. This is where my GPS dropped me. It was like, it was, oh, we're in the front of the shopping center and, you know, next to the Wendy's or whatever it is. And I said, oh, okay. I said, all right. So
Jimmy John's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's.
So
yeah.
I pull up and find it. But yeah, it dropped me off at Home Depot. Said I was at my destination. I'm like, no, not really.
Yeah. And you think at this point that we would know our way enough around to not have to deal with that. But, you know, I was really relying on the GPS this week because of the floods, because there was times when highway was closed or, you know, you got to take these routes to get off the, all the traffic that was backed up because of the highway closures and stuff. So, it's never perfect, you know, and, that's just part of the job. Unfortunately, we're doing rep talk and we say we don't, but we do sometimes, but yeah, that's fucking annoying. Get your shit right, WAZ and Google Maps and whatever else. I mean,
well, have you ever tried to get to Jerry's place?
Oh, yeah. It takes you to some...
It drops you off in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Did they finally fix it?
They finally
fixed
it.
Drops you off in the middle of fucking nowhere.
You're like at a gas station and there's a Sonic.
Open field. And then an open field.
Exactly.
Like,
the first time I tried to go there, I called him. I was like, I'm at a Sonic and there's a gas... Are you in the gas station? He's like, ha, ha, ha. He's like, no. Because that thing's stupid. He goes, get back on.
You
go to your exit. I'm like,
go
back.
And, yeah, but it's like, good Lord.
God. Jiminy Christmas. How hard is it to get directions to a place, you know? So now what I've started doing is...
It's been there a long time, too.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
I've started putting the addresses in my phone with the contact because it is actually a little more accurate when it does the travel that way. So I'm just going to have to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
God, what a pain in the butt.
It is.
What a pain in the ass. And you know what else sucks about this friggin' torrential downpour? Okay, the good part is that we actually have, you know, water in our lakes now, which is great.
Yeah. The lakes have water.
Probably too much. Now, that should mean that we shouldn't have the water restrictions anymore.
Yeah.
But I know we're still going to have.
We're still
going to
have.
The bad part about that is freaking mosquitoes, man, are everywhere.
And I was reading that mosquitoes and ticks are going to be horrible this year.
Yep. So I laid down that crap in my yard this weekend, you know, the whole bug, kill the bug stuff thing. Yeah. And hopefully it'll take. But, man, I just, you know, I was in the yard for maybe 20 minutes with the dog and just got all kinds of chigger bites and mosquito bites. I'm like, ah, kill me now. What purpose do mosquitoes serve in our society other than malaria? I mean, that's really the only, if God's idea was like, well, we got to level out the, and we got to level out people with this malaria thing, then, you know, thanks a lot, God, but can you come up with a better way to do it? I don't know.
I mean,
it's
I guess
less annoying.
The frogs eat them? I mean, that's,
I don't know.
Maybe
they're
frogs alive?
I don't know. They suck. I hate mosquitoes, man. They're horrible. And nothing works. I mean, you put off on, they don't care. They just, whatever. Cigars are supposed to keep them away. It doesn't do it. I'm like,
garlic vitamins used to, they used to say that worked. And I always, you know, kind of placebo thing. So I believed that garlic worked, so I would never get bites. I'm assuming that's it, because I just read an article this morning
that said it didn't work.
That said garlic is not a deterrent to mosquitoes.
See, I always heard that cigars were, and I'm like sitting there blowing them at a mosquito, and he's just like, whatever, I'm eating. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And in fact, it attracts.
Ooh, there's
wasps.
A knee.
Yeah.
There's a knee. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do attract.
Bees
and
wasps. They love cigars. They're like, hey, what's up? I'm like, ah!
Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, don't kill me. Son of a bitch.
You know, I should... I've played Russian roulette every day of my life.
Okay. Explain. Explain.
You know, figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never been stung by a bee or a wasp or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm allergic or not.
No kidding.
So if I get stung, I could die because I don't know. So I should always carry Benadryl or something with me just in case.
I would recommend you do that, yes.
Yeah, just in case. Until I get stung, and hopefully I don't, knock on wood, I never do.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's bad news, man.
Yeah.
I've been stung and it sucks. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, yeah, and you waited like a whole day and your hand swelled up to the size of a, as a fucking softball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, take some Benadryl. I don't have any Benadryl. Here we go. Here's a Benadryl. It, the swelling kind of like went down almost immediately.
Yeah, it's a need, like when you push in it, it stays there. Like, oh, that's bad news, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate freaking... insects suck, man.
I do.
It's really no good insect. Fuck mosquitoes.
Unless, unless you have four legs.
Yeah.
Two or four legs, I'm not interested in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and flies are gross.
Yeah, they are. They serve no purpose either, other than to piss people off.
And be gross.
And be gross, yeah.
Yeah.
And vomit on things. Like, ugh.
Oh, man. Disgusting. I was watching Forensic Files, or Vagina Files, as we call it.
Yeah.
And they found this body in the woods. And the way they could determine how long the body had been there, or you know, when the death occurred, was by the fucking shit.
The shit?
One of the flies.
No, the larva.
Larva.
Yeah, the larva from the maggots and shit. Yeah,
yeah, the maggots. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. By the age of the maggots in the body is how they determined how... I'm like, oh, that's so fucking gross.
Yeah, the entomologist cuts them open, tells how you know old
that's
they are
so
and stuff.
So fucking gross.
It is, yeah.
Ugh. You know, there's a, I can't remember what Shakespeare play, but I think it's Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Mercutio, when Mercutio gets killed or gets stabbed, he says, tomorrow I'll be worm meat.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, even back then they thought about stuff like that. Yeah, we're going to be worm meat.
Yep.
Gross.
Worm food.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Bugs suck. I hate bugs. That's one of the things I hate about summer. I don't like the heat either, but man, I... You know,
the heat
bugs.
Beats me to death more than the bugs, but the bugs drive me fucking crazy.
Even with a good AC. I mean, in Texas, you know, you can have the best AC in the world, and it's going to be fucking hot in your car. Mm-hmm. You know, and now we get to deal with that, you know, having to put cooler things in the damn samples and stuff. And
I know. It was nice in the winter, just leave them in your car. And
yeah, it was no big deal. Great thing. Yeah. So, yeah, if you do buy cigars, and we hope that you're listening and you do buy cigars, if you're going to go buy a box at lunch or whatever, take it in with you. If it's summer, don't leave it in your car because, you know, chances are it's gonna fuck up the taste of those cigars. You might get bugs. You know, you might get beetles pop up on you because of that. So take care of your cigars, man.
Absolutely.
Or at least, you know, if you know you're going to do that, keep a cooler in there with some those little freezer pack things.
Yeah.
And
the blue ice or whatever.
Yeah. Just don't put real ice on them because you might wet your cigars up, you know.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
No.
Yeah.
You're wearing your Splinter t-shirt today.
I am.
Nice.
I am. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I can't find mine.
You can't find yours? You have two.
No, I gave Nate his.
Oh, you did?
I gave Nate his. But I was looking for it yesterday. I was going to wear it to the store and I couldn't find it.
Hmm.
So I wonder what happened to it.
Maybe one of your roommates took it.
Maybe.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe left it at a friggin' hotel. Any one of the number of million hotels that we stay in.
I left my power cord to my laptop in a hotel.
That sucks.
And it was on, and I didn't realize it until Saturday when I was home. And I wanted to my laptop was low.
Go to Micro Center.
Well, here's what I did.
Oh, what'd you do?
There's a real cheap used computer store.
Because
I went online and Amazon was like $90 for a cord.
And
so I went to this used laptop store.
Uh-huh.
They had an old fucking Dell for $100.
Yep.
And I looked and it was the same cord. So I just bought that fucking laptop. So I got the cord.
Is the laptop worth the shit or not?
It's a piece of shit. I tried to get it all set up. No, fuck that. This other laptop set up. I'm just going to use the cord.
I was going to say, the next time go to Micro Center because they have a lot of like open box stuff and they may have cables and junk. So.
Yeah. But,
they're pretty good about that.
Yeah, that totally sucked. And I remember.
Or Altex. Altex is the other
Altex,
place.
Altex, okay. Because I remembered as I was leaving, because it was a weird room situation where the nightstand, you know, sometimes has the power cord in with the lamp.
With the lamp. I love those,
Well, this one you plugged in into the actual nightstand.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Plugged in the nightstand. So I plugged it in and, you know, watched my stuff. And next morning I'm packing up and I I remember putting my laptop in the bag and reaching for the cord,
mm-hmm.
and I got a phone call.
Yep.
So I answer the phone call, and it was an order. So I go, and I write down the order, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, I'm late for an appointment. So I just left.
Yeah.
And totally forgot about the damn thing.
That sucks.
I know.
And you called, and they're like, nope. Or you didn't even call.
I didn't even call them. They're not going
to. You know. That's lame. Is this one you go to on a regular basis, or no? Or was it a new hotel?
Where was this hotel?
That's a good question.
It was in Houston.
Are you doing the club thing where you get the points, or are you just doing the Hotwire?
No, no, Comfort.
Yeah, okay.
Or Choice, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like 194 free nights or something.
Not 1 million, 100 million free nights, yeah. Yeah, I need to start using those.
Yeah, I do too.
Do some summer stuff, get some long weekends and go somewhere.
Vacation or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the few real perks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
No, I probably got 11, 12 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two on hotels.com. So, yeah. I can take a nice long vacation.
Yeah, I need to see if I can combine my hotels.com because I had like four on one and then I started up a new one. So I've got two on that. And I'm like, shit.
Because you forgot your password or
something.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, damn it. So, that sucks. What can you do? Multiple friggin' accounts. But yeah, now they got us on that. I don't know. I'm going to have to find some different hotels. I don't know. I've been pretty happy with the sleep ins, though. They're pretty nice. I had a real nice one in Houston over in Sugar Land.
Yeah.
It was badass.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
I can't find that one that I really liked.
Oh, yeah.
I can't find where it was, and it's not showing up on my list.
It's like Motel California just disappeared, man.
It did.
It's not even there.
But, man, that was a nice hotel. That was the one where I blew out the AC for the first time.
But yeah.
Other than that, it was a nice hotel. I mean, hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the cleanest hotel I've ever been in.
Yeah, this one I went in last time when I switched the hotels. It was hardwood floors, and it was really super clean. And
was it a Comfort Inn?
It was a Sleep Inn.
Oh, this was Comfort Inn.
Yeah, same thing. It's just different, you know, different levels of, I guess, or whatever. But
yeah, this one had happy hour and had food. And
yeah, this one, the breakfast sucked. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I think I'm about ready to stop eating the hotel breakfasts.
I'm going to start carrying cereal with me.
Well, they have cereal there. I mean, I'll eat the cereal.
I don't like that stupid dispenser thing.
Yeah. Oh.
They got it in the little boxes. I'm okay. But with that stupid dispenser thing, I'm like, I don't want it.
Yeah. Really?
How long has it been in that damn dispenser?
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. Yeah. I had the worst orange juice in the world the other day. It was like total watered down. It was like worse than Tang. It was horrible. I'm like,
oh, I know what happened. I went to a Rep Talk.
Yep.
Okay, so the hotel we like to stay in off Richmond, just down the street from Jorge's.
Mm-hmm.
I go in to check in. Man, it had been a long fucking day.
Yep.
And all I wanted to do was get in the room, crank up the AC, because it was humid.
Mm.
It was like 80% humidity that day.
Yeah. Welcome to Houston.
Get to the room, crank up my AC, jump in the shower, take my clothes off, hit the bed, flip the channels. This is all I'm waiting for. I mean, this will make life awesome if I get to do these things.
Yeah.
Get to the hotel. Our internet's down. I can't check in. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, we can't check in. I said, I'm a Choice member. I'm a Platinum Choice member. Come on. Can't you at least, you've got my credit card on file.
Yeah.
Just wait till your internet comes back on and do it. She says, well, I got to assign you a room and I don't know what rooms are available. I'm like, really? You rely on the internet to tell me what rooms are available?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, this was like at 6 o'clock. And I said, well, when's the internet coming back on? Do you know? The guy said around 10 o'clock.
Mm.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So there's a Best Western two blocks down, or, you know, a block down.
Yeah.
So I go over to the Best Western, and I'm like, do you have any rooms? And they're like, oh, yes, we have rooms. I'm like, how much? 139. I'm like, God damn it. You know, my budget's only 100, but I'm, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
And I'll only bill them for $100.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going in. And so I get there, and looking around, when that Comfort Inn that we like to stay at has food.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little sundry
a little
store,
thing
you know?
Can get, yeah.
This one had nothing.
Bah.
And there was a menu for Domino's, and I'm like, I don't want Domino's. And I was just like, son of a bitch. So I get in my shorts and my t-shirt, put on my tennis shoes, walked over to the Comfort Inn.
Got food. We can't check you out, sir. We don't have internet. I'm stealing
like,
this food.
I'm like, do you take cash? She's like, I said, can you take cash? Oh, yes, sir, I can take cash. Okay. So I heated it up in their breakfast microwave or the microwave in their breakfast room and sat there and ate it and watched the Houston Rockets game and walked back over to my room. Like, son of a bitch.
The shit we go through, man.
You know, time I finally got to bed to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It was like 8:15. It's like, God, what a
beating. Yeah, sometimes it works that way, man. Yeah, sometimes it works that way.
So it's interesting you had a check-in problem, too.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass, man. It's just a freaking nightmare sometimes.
You know, you book your rooms in fucking advance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should be what you get, you know?
Exactly. It shouldn't be an issue.
You should be just able to show up, get here's my card and driver's license, let's go.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And then some hotels still do the crap where they charge you the $100 mm-hmm. or the $50 for the incidentals, and then it has to get put back into your account. It's like, really?
Yeah.
You have the card, you know? You have the number. If you need anything, you know, if I steal something, you can...
Yeah, plus when you're a platinum member, it shouldn't be an issue, but whatever. Yeah. You can't really... Mm-hmm. Wow. Each one's different.
Yeah, and, you know... Oh, what was I going to say? Damn it.
Now, hold it till the next segment, because we were at the time when we were going to cut it off. So we'll be back for the second, third. I'm smoking the Avo XO. He's smoking the...
Southern Draw, Quick Draw.
There you go.
Pennsylvania Broadleaf.
And we're talking Rep Talk. We're going to try and stop that on the next one.
I got a horror movie rant.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back, guys. All right, we're back for the second third of today's show, smoking the Avo XO, and we have a Southern Draw.
Quick Draw, Pennsylvania Broadleaf.
Little bitty guy, yep.
Yeah, a little petite Corona, tasty.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flavor.
I haven't had Avo in a while, man. This is tasty.
I think Pedro gave me one. I think that's the only Avo I've ever had.
Yeah, it's a Davidoff product, so
yeah.
It's pretty mild.
Yeah.
This one's got a little spice to it, but not much.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say?
Okay, Poltergeist just came back out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First of all, horror remakes are hit and miss. You know, we've talked about a few that were good. I didn't hate the Friday the 13th one, although they're rebooting it again, which I don't think makes sense.
That doesn't make sense.
My Bloody Valentine was awesome.
Yeah, very good.
That's about the only two, really. Prom Night wasn't bad, even though it wasn't a true remake.
Yeah.
Because it was a totally different story.
I liked the new Evil Dead, but I'm sure you didn't see that one.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I mean,
that was entertaining.
So Poltergeist. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a rule of thumb with horror movies. They better be rated R, period.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, that all the, you know, no holds barred. You know, you can pull off whatever you want. Oh, Last House on the Left remake was actually really good, too. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
That was real good, yeah.
But
brutal as hell, man. I didn't think they could top the original, but man,
but
it was brutal.
They
really did brutal with that. Yeah.
Poltergeist, the new one, is PG-13. Well, bullshit.
The original Poltergeist was PG, or PG-13, so...
Yeah, but that was when PG-13 was pretty much R at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because R was really R back then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, come on. Nut up and make it a fucking rated R movie. And, you know, I totally forgot, shame on me as a horror buff, that Tobe Hooper directed Poltergeist, the original.
Mm-hmm.
I've totally forgotten about that. That was his first, like, real mainstream movie.
Yep.
From, you know, he did Texas Chainsaw. And that was like in 74, and then Poltergeist didn't come out to like 81, 82.
Yep.
It took him that long, but he nailed it. And then, and Spielberg, I remembered Spielberg being involved, but I forgot that Tobe Hooper directed that.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Was a great flick from him. So,
you know, that movie freaked me out a lot as a kid.
It did me too, yeah.
I've seen it since. It doesn't do anything for me now. But at the time, holy crap.
There's still elements of it that I thought were really... I mean, the effects are dated, but there's some elements that were really cool. The guy ripping his face off in the mirror was pretty creepy, and you know, some of the other
that
stuff.
That clown doll.
The clown doll was creepy. The tree thing was pretty cool. But other than that, you know, the cartoon animation spider thing was like, come on, guys, you know.
Jobeth Williams rolling up the wall was kind of cool because you got to see her paintings.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was going to say.
Frankie Nelson was awesome in it.
Yeah, he was great. Before, after.
I forgot about that. And you know the dead body scene? Those were real dead bodies, and they did not tell her.
Yep, real skeletons. Yep.
They did not tell her they were real until they started filming it, and that's why her freak out is real.
Yeah,
it's freaking out.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's a
good
great
stuff.
Movie. That's
so real. I saw a documentary that you need to see. Mm-hmm. I saw it yesterday. It is called Electric Boogaloo, The Wild Tale of Canon Films. And so you remember Canon movies? They made all these crappy movies in the 80s. They were like, you know, just garbage movies. Mm-hmm. They're the equivalent of like Troma, I guess, back then. But they tried to legitimate them.
Dude, I used to watch Troma movies.
Oh, yeah. They tried to legitimize themselves a couple times, and they had a couple of hits. But for the most part, their movies were just awful.
Right.
But it was a great documentary, and you definitely need to check it out. I'm a documentary guy. If you guys
I love documentaries.
Don't like documentaries, you're crazy, because it's just very informative, and typically they're fun.
Yeah.
And this one was great, because I didn't realize how many of those movies I'd actually seen until I saw this documentary, and I'm like, man, I watched a lot of shitty movies in the 80s. You know? Okay. But they had a couple standouts. Do you remember the movie Runaway Train? With Eric Roberts and Angelina's dad, John Voight. That was theirs, and that was like, you know, very good movie, very mainstream. Well made. Yeah. They did Death Wish 2 on.
So they did all those?
Yeah, they did all those. Wow. So,
do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to meet him.
Yeah. I really liked the second one. I thought the second one was great. But after that, they kind of really trailed off.
Death Wish 4 was awesome.
The Crackdown?
Yeah. No, that one was terrible. Death Wish 4 was awesome, where he gets hired to take out drug dealers.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that's
a
good one.
Yeah.
And this is that case if you want it.
Okay. Thank you.
If you don't want it, throw it in the dumpster as you leave.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks. But, and he gets hired by the drug dealer to take out these thugs.
Yeah.
And kind of find out the drug dealer was actually, it was a kind of a little twist going on.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So they talked a little bit about how they had their two Chucks. They had, Charles Bronson and they had Chuck Norris, and that was, those are their two hit guys.
Mm-hmm.
And every script that was written for them, or every script that they bought basically was going to one of the Chucks. It was like, is it Chuck Norris or it's Chuck, it's Charles Bronson. That was the only two guys that were making movies for, really.
Right.
And it was pretty amazing. And they talked about how they really tried to legitimize themselves by getting, they'd always done movies for like $1 or $2 million, maybe $4 million was the max budget.
Mm.
And then when they started having financial issues, they thought, well, we need to do a couple of really big blockbuster movies so we can legitimize ourselves and get some real names, So then, and they did a lot of stuff with like actors who were kind of on the way out, or actors who really hadn't caught it and stuff like that. And so they did, Over the Top was one of theirs they thought was going to be like the best thing ever, They're like,
Stallone's like Kramer versus Kramer, but with arm wrestling.
Yeah. Fucking awful movie. Fucking awful movie.
That's such a great skit on Saturday Night Live.
And they did Sahara, which they thought was going to get.
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
No, the one with what's her name? The Jordache chick.
Jordache chick.
The one that was Caroline in the City, or not Caroline in the City. What the hell's her name? Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
So, and they were like talking that, like, oh, she's going to get an Oscar nod for this. It was just a god awful movie, And they did
Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
Oscar.
They did Bolero, with Bo Derek. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was
really good, the
reason that movie was so freaking dirty was because they kept telling them, they would show them dailies, but they were showing them, like, oh, this is going to be the best looking movie we ever produced. And look at all this great cinematography. And it was really beautiful. And they're like,
Derek naked.
Yeah, but it's like they weren't showing him that. They're like, well, there's no need. We need more sex. Needs more sex. So they weren't showing him the sex scenes. They were showing him the other stuff. And they're like, we've already got like five or six sex. More sex. Okay, fine. So they put a whole bunch of other stuff in there. And it just became like just basically one just giant sex scene. And by the time they viewed it, they were like, oh, shit, we might have a problem here. It was like, this is really dirty. And they started blaming it on them. Like, well, they were just trying to make us look bad and blah. Just like, wow.
That's awesome.
But I remember seeing that as a kid going, damn, that's a lot of titties.
Yeah, I watched it on Fast Forward.
Yep. Yep,
there she is.
The sex scene.
There she is.
Yeah, dipped in honey, looking honey off her and stuff. It's like, geez,
She still looks good.
She still does. I interviewed her for that documentary too. So
she still, I still would in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I mean, she could still be ugly, but I do her just because it's
Bo Derek. Yeah,
but
exactly.
No, she still
looks great. Yeah, she still looks great.
Yeah,
so definitely check out that
Suzanne
documentary.
Suzanne Summers other day.
It's fun. Oh yeah.
Because she had aged well for a long time, with the Thighmaster stuff, but no. I mean,
can't look as bad as Farrah Fawcett did at the end, man. She was looking rough.
Bad, she had, butt cancer or something.
Did she? Butt cancer?
Anal cancer.
Oh, okay. Really? I didn't know. I know she had some sort of cancer.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure it was that.
She was trending the other day, and I can't remember why.
No?
I was like, why the fuck is Farrah Fawcett trending?
Maybe
and I clicked on it, but I don't remember.
No.
I don't remember. But. Yeah. Bronson is underrated, by the way.
Yep.
I love the Charles Bronson movies.
So Tobey Hooper, back to Tobey Hooper.
Mm-hmm.
He did Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 through them,
mm-hmm.
Through Golden Globus,
okay.
Which is Canon Films. And they had begged him forever for him to do a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally did it. And he's like, good thing about working with them, he said, was it was totally independent. You do what you want, and you just turn it in, you're done.
And it was horrible.
And he made a comedy. So it's like, and even... They talked about how, he's like, I filmed it as a comedy. It was supposed to be a comedy, but they kept saying that, with the dailies, there wasn't enough gore. So I kept adding gore because they didn't get the humor. So they didn't think it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept adding all this gore to it, and it just had, you know, an overabundance of gore. And even when they produced the poster for it, you remember the poster?
Yeah.
So it was all the people, like, it looked like basically what he did was he modeled it after the Breakfast Club poster.
Yeah.
So it was basically the Breakfast Club poster with Texas Chainsaw people.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, I mean, it's even in the poster. It's, you know, it's total comedy. There. Yeah. Black comedy. But yeah, so it didn't do well.
Dennis Hopper was so over, even for him, he was so over the top in that movie.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so disappointed in that movie.
Yeah. And then Tobey Hooper did Strange Invaders or whatever that one he did with the alien one with the kid. Do you remember that? Invaders from Mars or something like that? I think it was Invaders from Mars. So he did that one with them too, and they hated it. So that was the last movie he did for them.
Who did he do?
I liked that movie.
Did he do Toolbox Murders through?
I don't know. Maybe. Possibly. Yeah.
That was an interesting movie. It was like Tobey Hooper's first horror film in years and stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm in. Mm-hmm. So I rented it. And there was this old guy that was from there, and he was talking about how he was a matinee idol. Mm-hmm. You know, this is his character. He was a matinee idol in the 40s, and, you know, he lives in this apartment.
Mm.
And I think that guy looks familiar, but I haven't seen him in anything, so I went to the credits. Mm. Or, you know, when the credits rolled, I was like, it was Rance Howard. I didn't realize Ron Howard's dad was also an actor.
Yep.
And then pulling up, he's been in like 350 things, and a lot of them were Ron Howard stuff.
Yep.
Ron usually works him and Clint. Is it Clint? Yeah, Clint Howard.
Yeah.
Works them in a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But yeah, it was Ron Howard's dad. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't even, I'd seen the guy before, but I didn't realize he was Ron Howard's dad.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty weird.
Yeah. Pretty weird. So yeah, definitely check out that documentary if you haven't seen it. It is called Electric Boogaloo: The Wild Tale of Canon Films.
Okay.
So it's definitely fun. And what's funny is they talked about how they were just always rushing. It was they were the early version of the Asylum. Remember the Asylum that makes all these bad movies that are takeoffs of other movies? They were kind of doing that before it was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, any type of trend that was coming out, they're like, oh, we got to get the first, you know, they did Breaking and Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. So we have to get all these, you know, dance movies out before anybody else does and that type of thing. And they eventually split, like the guys like split up and didn't make movies together anymore, but they were still doing those type of movies like against each other. So I was like, wow. Right. Just amazing how many bad movies these guys made. With good actors, too. I mean, they had, like, Peter Cushing and, you know, Vince Bryce in a bunch of movies and stuff, so.
Charles Bronson, Chuck Norris, I mean,
exactly, you know.
Crazy. Okay, favorite Charles Bronson movie.
Oh, man.
See, like I said, Charles.
Charles Bronson.
It took forever to get that word out.
I really like Once Upon a Time in the West, man. I did.
Oh, that's
Once
awesome.
Time in the West.
That's awesome. That's hard not to like that one.
But, I mean, that's more of an ensemble piece. I liked Mr. Majestic a lot when I was growing up. I thought
that's
a really
movie.
Cool.
That's a great movie.
Flick, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a favorite?
Jeez. Death Hunt.
Mm.
With Lee Marvin up in the Canadian Alps.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Yep. That's a good one.
Mounting.
That's a
great
one.
Movie.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of people. Carl Weathers is in it. Mm-hmm. Andrew, what was his name?
Oh.
Shit. He was in a shitload of B movies. He was in a lot of Charles Bronson movies.
Yeah.
Andrew something. Not McCarthy, but anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
There's this scene where the guy's ducking. You know, they're shooting his house.
Yeah.
And he dug out the floor, so he's below the foundation, and they don't know him. They're shooting the top part of the house. And he looks out the window, and this guy's ducking behind wood, ducking behind wood, ducking behind wood. Boom. It's like he timed it perfectly. Like, boom.
Awesome. That's cool. Yeah.
It's awesome. And that, you know, I like a movie where the so-called bad guy is really innocent, and they're going after him, and he retaliates. And so they're now he really is a bad guy. So, no, he's not. He's just retaliating because you guys fucked with him to win with. Because it all starts with a dogfight.
Yeah.
And he gets pissed off at the dogfight. And, you know, so he breaks up the dogfight and takes one of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it pisses everybody off.
Yep.
So they accuse him of stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he even gives the guy like $50. It's like, here, you know, throws money at him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And calls Lee Marvin. And that's another thing. You can tell Lee Marvin's character really doesn't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
It's like, he didn't do anything that we wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to, you know, got to go after him. But yeah, that's a great movie. I love
you know what
movie.
Movie's very similar to that?
What?
Rambo. First Blood.
I was going to tell you, First Blood. It's the same fucking movie.
It is.
And it came out first.
Movie, yeah.
It came out first.
It did.
It even has the same scene where, remember when Rambo jumps off the mountain and uses the trees to break his fall?
Mm-hmm.
Bronson does that exact same thing.
Well, I wonder if they were based on the same book, because that was, you know, based on a book.
Yeah,
you never know.
Could
might have been. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, but you're right. It's
possible.
The same fucking movie. Except for Bronson's character has a little more arc and a little more background and stuff. Yeah. Well, not background, because Ramlo's got great background, but he has more dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Ramlo didn't have a lot of dialogue in it. But yeah, no, you're right. John Lytle and I were watching that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, this is fucking Rambo. And I said, I know. That's
First Blood. I hated that they changed it to Rambo First Blood.
That was so stupid. Yeah. There's no such, you can't have a Rambo 2. You never even had a Rambo 1.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever.
Yeah. Eh, one of those
First Blood's awesome.
First Blood is awesome. That's one of his best
movies. That's
probably
my favorite Stallone movie, other than the Rocky stuff.
Yeah. I love the first Rocky. The first Rocky's great. And it's just a really good, well-made movie.
Oh, yeah.
Great performance by him. Great directing. Everything was really good.
Like I said, Frank Capra said, I wished I had written that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot.
That does say a lot, yeah. It does say a lot, yeah.
He's written some of the most famous movies, most important movies of all time, and he wished he had written Rocky.
Really? Right. I doubt that he wished he'd wrote Real Steel, which I saw this weekend, which is the one with the Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a family movie, so it's like, let's find something we can all watch together, so we watched
that.
Remember
a few weeks ago, or maybe, I don't know, shit, time's weird now. I don't have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
It could have been a year ago, but.
Rep life.
Remember they were talking about that Hugh Jackman and Kevin Costner were going to be in the new Expendables movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was reading the other day that they both have turned it down.
Aww.
It's like, that's too bad. That would have been kind of cool.
That would have been real cool.
That would have been awesome. Speaking of Kevin Costner, which I haven't talked about him in a long time on the show, so it's time.
Here it goes.
Flipping the channels at the hotel the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've told, I've told you, and I've told you this off mic, but I have to tell the story on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to apologize to this movie.
Okay. Oh, no.
I tried Draft Day two or three times. Just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a Costner fan. I'm a sports fan. I'm a draft nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't get into it. It just wasn't. It just sucked.
Yeah.
So I'm flipping channels. And this hotel I stayed at had 12 channels.
Mm-hmm.
12. And it pissed me off because it was Thursday night and Pawn Stars was on. And they didn't have the History Channel. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So I'm flipping and Draft Day's on, and it's about where I'd left off.
Mm.
So I'm like, well, fuck. Go ahead and watch it. It's a good movie. It's not a great movie, but it's good, and I actually enjoyed it. And I actually got a little teary at the end.
Yeah.
A little emotion at the end. I'm like, okay, it's a good movie. You know, so now I'm glad I watched it. So give it a shot. It's actually good. You just got
to see the Mad About Movies guys turned me off on it because I listened to their review of it and they freaking absolutely hated it because that one guy works with the Cowboys and he's part of the real draft and everything. And he was like,
oh, the draft stuff
so
is
unrealistic. And
it's here's what they did because I'm a draft nerd too. They tried to make it realistic, they really did. They did a concentrated effort to make it realistic and make it exciting for people that don't pay attention to the draft.
Yeah.
So I get there was some artistic license and stuff. But yeah, it does get a little far-fetched at certain points.
Mm-hmm.
But they tied it together fairly well. They've tied it together fairly well if you don't know the draft. So I was just watching it from a movie standpoint. And I think that was the problem before was I was watching it from a draft standpoint.
Yeah.
And it was annoying me.
Yeah,
but I decided to watch it as a movie.
Just turn your brain off and watch
and
entertain.
It's like, okay, good movie. Yeah. I mean, something you would like. I would actually recommend that movie.
I saw Two Days to Kill in the hotel the other day again. I watched that. So
3 days
ago. Or 3 days to kill, whatever it was.
It's a good movie.
That's fun, yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's, I wish he'd do more badass stuff. He's good as a badass.
Yep.
He just needs to do more badass stuff. But, if you've gave up on Draft Day, give it another chance. It actually is a good movie.
I won't watch it because I'm not a sports guy. So,
yeah.
Has no interest to me. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, anybody wants to watch it, go for it.
And I've never been an Ivan Reitman fan.
It did well. I mean, it did really well at the box office.
You know what really did well? And I haven't seen it yet, but that McFarlane USA?
Yeah, yeah.
For like a $10 million budget, it did $44 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty salty.
Respectable. Yeah, respectable.
For a movie that got like no publicity at all or anything. It's like.
Yeah. What about the other one he did with the Ray? Was the black and white thing, or what was it called?
Black or White.
Oh, okay, yeah. Did that do any good for him at all, or I don't remember?
I think $6 million budget did like 22, 23, so.
Not bad.
No, not bad.
You still got some marketability.
And it'll sell well on DVD and stuff when it comes out. But, for his age, his career's going okay.
Yeah.
And he hasn't had that Clint Eastwood spike. You know, Clint Eastwood's career was in the toilet.
Yeah.
And Unforgiven is what saved his career, because...
Yeah,
all the shit he made
in
the 80s was like, eh.
Well,
like
you gotta know Kevin, Cadillac. And, you got to know Kevin's eventually going to go the route where he's just directing a bunch of stuff. Because I think he has the ability to be... He's a very good director.
Yeah, I mean, he's an Academy Award-winning director, you know? Yeah.
At the very least, he can lean on that for the rest of his career and produce and direct and have a long-ass career.
Yeah.
So,
Well, like I said, he's made a bunch of
crappy movies.
Who?
Crappy movies?
No. Well, some people would say that. What am I talking about? Movies where he's not involved in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, where he's just the star.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's because he's trying to get paychecks so that he can go back to doing his own projects. Because his own projects are the ones that work.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones. Mm. Open Range, Mr. Brooks, Dances with Wolves. I mean, that's where he's... When he does his own projects, that's when... You know, Hatfields and McCoys even was his own projects.
So. Yeah, which was the bomb. Did you say you he was going to do a sequel to Mr. Brooks, or that just never happened?
It was supposed to be a trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't do well enough.
Oh, well. I enjoyed that movie. I'm not a big William Hurt fan, so...
I'm not either, but he was awesome in that movie.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was really good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
one of the few movies I can take him in is Broadcast News, because I think he played that role really
well.
Yeah,
he did.
You know, just the airheaded, you know, TV guy.
I love it when you can tell an actor is enjoying the part.
Yeah.
That they're
yeah.
like, I'm going to lick the bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I'm licking the bowl on this. And that's what William Hurt did in Mr. Brooks. He licked the bowl.
Sure.
He licked the bowl.
For sure.
And,
he was doing some serious scene chewing, yeah.
Like with William Sadler when I was talking to him. When he plays Geno Fish in the Jesse Stone movies, I mean, it's awesome. You could tell I am having a blast and getting paid for it. And this is awesome.
Yep. All right, so we're going to take another break. We'll come back for the last third. All right, we're back for the last third. I'm on the AVO? Yeah, it's AVO. XO. Uh-huh. And you are?
Quick Draw. Huh? Southern Draw, Quick Draw, Pennsylvania Broadly.
There you go. You're like, huh?
What's it called? Smoking a cigar, man.
I'm smoking a cigar, and it's got fire on it.
And it's got charroles.
There's the goes. There's the goes.
Okay, back to Branson for a minute. Okay, I'm not really name dropping, but a friend knew Brian Garfield,
okay,
who wrote Death Wish.
Okay. The book.
Yes.
All right.
And and he hated the movies.
Yeah.
But he wrote a sequel. And they turned it into a movie. They changed the names and everything with that Kevin Bacon movie. What was it called? But that's the actual true sequel to Death Wish.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
He was good
Death
in
Sentence.
It. Too. Death Sentence.
Sentence.
Yeah, he was good in that too.
He was. Yeah, that was a cool flick.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Yeah.
So the guy that did a bunch of weird torture porn movies.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it was one of those guys.
Okay.
Let me look that up real quick. I'm curious now.
Yeah, that's a very good movie. And it certainly has all the elements of a Death Wish movie.
Mm-hmm.
But
James Wan. Yeah, so yeah, James Wan directed that.
Yep.
And
he did Saw.
Famous for Saw.
Yeah.
And Insidious and The Conjuring and all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a very, very cool flick.
Yeah. And
John Goodman was in that, and Kelly Preston, she's a hottie.
Yeah. And she's held up. She still looks pretty good.
She looks great, man. She's awesome.
She's a great beard for John Travolta.
No shit.
Jeez.
No shit.
You know, who was the guy? What was his name? I can't remember. She dated a guy that shot her in the arm.
What?
That's why she broke up with him, which was probably a good reason.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, she was with Charlie Sheen for a while. She's been a bunch of people, but, she stuck with John Travolta.
What do you think was the last good Charles Bronson movie? And I think we both agree on this. I think we both saw it.
Let's see.
It was actually a TV movie.
Oh, was it that...
Seawolf.
Seawolf, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually...
Oh, you had seen it? Because
yeah.
I thought when we talked to you,
I've seen it, yeah.
With Christopher Reeve?
Yeah, I remember it now. And I read about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forget all that. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, great movie. He was a... I remember.
He was in The Indian Runner? Charles Bronson?
Yeah.
Really? I've never seen that movie.
That's a Sean Penn movie, right?
Yeah, Sean Penn wrote and directed it.
Yeah, Sean Penn wanted him to be in a movie of his.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh,
Kinjite, that was crap.
I love Kinjite.
You liked Kinjite?
Where he makes him eat the watch.
Where
that's
he
awesome.
Does the dildo thing on the guy. God.
Makes him eat his watch.
Yeah,
that's
that was
awesome.
That was a canon movie, by the way.
Was it?
Messenger of Death was a canon movie. Death Wish 4, The Crackdown. Murphy's Law. I actually thought Murphy's Law
was
pretty
solid.
Good. Yeah, that was another canon movie. Death Wish 3. The Evil That Men Do. That was a good one.
That's a good movie.
I have the poster for that.
Yeah. 10 to Midnight.
Was 10 to Midnight was great.
That was
awesome.
Yeah, the guy that was the bad guy in that is the guy I'm talking about from Death Hunt.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay.
No, it was his partner in that movie.
Hmm.
10 to Midnight was... Oh, what's the...
Not
shit.
Jeffrey Lewis. He just recently died.
Andrew something.
Andrew Stevens.
Andrew Stevens, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's a big time director now for low budget movies and stuff.
Oh, but, cool.
Damn it. What was the other one?
Love and Bullets, Teflon, White Buffalo, From Noon Till Three. Heartbreak Pass
was solid western.
Yeah, that was solid. Hard Times is good.
Hard Times is good. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
He was like beefed out in that one, man. Mm-hmm. That was like after Death Wish too. Mr. Majestic.
Love
Chino.
That.
Chino was fun. Stone Killer was good too. He had a lot of good movies, man.
What's the one with the phone? Telephone?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, with the FON or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dude had some good flicks, man. It's just, you know.
And he's in two of the most classic movies of all time, in Magnificent Seven and The Great Escape.
Dirty Dozen.
He was in Dirty Dozen too, wasn't he? He's in three of the most important men movies of all time.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Battle of the Bulge.
The
Sandpiper. Dude's been in a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah. He had a good career.
Was that? House of Wax.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the mute assistant guy.
He was in an Elvis movie.
He was.
Kid Galahad.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a funny story. I was sleeping on the couch, and I could tell it was an Elvis movie was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing this other voice, and I'm laying there kind of half asleep going, who is this other voice? I know this guy. Who is this guy? Wake up and find out. No, I don't want to wake up. So I just kept sleeping. All of a sudden I went, it's Charles Bronson? it's Charles Bronson and an Elvis
movie. Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite jokes in The Simpsons that I saw once. I was like, we're in Branson, Missouri. No, Bronson, Missouri.
Yeah, that was a Hans and Franz thing. What do you think you are, some Charles Bronson Pinchot?
Awesome. Yeah, Bronson, man, he was a man's man, man.
And you
he
know,
did some great
it's sad because he had Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think it was his wife or daughter. It couldn't have been his wife. I think his wife, Jill Ireland, died.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his daughter was showing him one of his movies, and he says, "Why are we watching this?" And she says, "Because you're in it."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why would I be in a movie?
Oh, wow.
And they were like, she was like, Dad, you made a bunch of movies. He's like, no, I didn't.
Oh, my God. That's
sad.
Horrible.
He didn't even remember that he made
movies. Wow. I didn't remember that he was a superstar. Jeez.
Yeah.
That sucked. That disease is horrible, man.
That's the
worst. I fucking hate that disease.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I lost 3 or 4 grandparents to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my grandparents are both hit with that right now, so.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's heartbreaking to visit them, man, because it's just, you know, all they remember is, like, old stuff, you know, stuff from when they were a kid, and you know, memories, all that, all those memories are clear.
You're
new stuff. It's
you're
like,
not even your own. You're not
yeah, they
past.
Think I'm my dad, and they think my dad is his brother. You know, so it's like, ugh.
My first grandfather, when he'd call over to the house, he would always grab the phone, and you know, would ask to speak to my grandmother, and it's like, she's not here, and you could hear my grandmother in the background going, "Lee, I'm here. Give me the phone."
Yeah,
he'd be like, your grandmother's not here, but there's this lady that keeps yelling at me, and I wish you guys would get her out of here.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't even realize that was his wife.
That's rough, dude. That was tough. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. Let's talk about Lee Marvin.
Mm-hmm. Another badass.
Yeah, another badass.
He was in Dirty Dozen, too, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite westerns of all time, Monty Walsh. He was great in that.
Yep, yep. Did some singing and Paint Your Wagon.
Yeah. He won an Oscar for, what was it, with the horse?
Shit.
What's that called?
Delta Force? No.
I'm done with it. What was it called? He won the Oscar
Paint Your
for.
Wagon. It wasn't Paint Your Wagon.
It was a Western, though.
Yeah. Monty Walsh.
Early 70s.
The Professionals was great.
That's a great
Cat Ballou. That was the one,
yeah.
Great role for him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I also liked the what was
Big
that
Red
one?
It's Big Red One or
Point Blank. Point Blank was great.
Yeah.
Man, great flick, man. Did some really good. Professionals was awesome. I watched that multiple times. Dirty Dozen was great. Point Blank was just was one of those weird movies that my dad made. I went and saw it at the theater with him at a college, you know, and he's like, you know, watch this movie, it's really cool. I'm like, all right, fine. So we went and saw it, and I was like, that's the coolest freaking movie I've ever seen. It's just you know, it was so different from everything that was out at that time. And you know,
that was when man, Hollywood had, like, real badass men back then.
Yeah. It was the John Borman movie. That's why it was so weird. Yeah, right. That guy did some weird, freaky crap.
I mean, Lee Marvin was a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Bronson
was
a badass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Paul Newman was a badass.
Freaking, one of the badass.
John Wayne was a
badass. John Wayne was a big badass. Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah. Hollywood doesn't really have those guys anymore. I mean, I think Costner comes close. You know,
people say
Eastwood
Bruce Willis,
still,
is.
Bruce Willis yeah. is kind of that way.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean,
but
Eastwood's one of the old gangs.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
one Eastwood's
of the old
still,
asses,
yeah, he doesn't
yeah.
count, you know.
So, look at the new
as
guys.
For the younger guys,
Tobey Maguire.
I mean, McConaughey's trying to become that.
Mel Gibson's he's pretty badass.
He's pretty badass.
Kind of fucked up his career, but he's, you
he's
know,
an idiot.
Still a badass.
He's
yeah.
an idiot, but he's a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have the badasses like you did back then, man.
No, no, no.
Steve McQueen.
Yep.
You know, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They raced cars. They
yep.
chased women. They, you know, made cool roles.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Yeah.
But
Steve McQueen was a badass.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man's man.
Yep.
Him and, was it him and the other guy who was always like, they're always in competition with each other.
Newman.
That was Newman, but there's another guy too. The one that, our man Flint. Shit.
I know the movie.
What's that guy's name? Yeah, we're old.
Oh, hang on. James Coburn.
Yeah, James Coburn.
Yeah. Yeah, he was yeah. badass.
They both were getting trained by Bruce Lee, and they were trying to top each other all the time. Bruce Lee just kept putting him in the corner. He's like, yeah, you guys suck.
There is Newman and McQueen had a huge rivalry. And,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good
and they'd always wanted to do a movie together. Matter of fact, McQueen pitched Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid to Newman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to play Butch, and Newman was going to play Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Newman McQueen couldn't do it. So I said, I'm going to give this to you, man. He said, but you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. So they found Redford. Redford's going to play Butch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Redford during the interview process says, why am I playing Butch? Why don't you play Butch mm-hmm. to Newman and I play Sundance? And I was like, that's a hell of an idea. I never thought about that.
Yep.
And it wound up working.
Yeah.
So McQueen decided to call in on his debt. You know, he said, hey, we're doing this movie called Towering Inferno.
I want more lines than you.
He had to make sure he got 12 more lines.
I remember
than
that, yeah. I remember reading about that. That was good stuff.
I get 12 more lines than you do. So, okay.
And 14 of them ended up on the cutting room floor, so he had less lines or some shit like that. It was some bullshit. Yeah. I'm like, oh. Awesome. God, why was Shelley Winters in so many movies?
Exactly. And why did she have to swim in Poseidon Adventure? That's another funny scene in Friends where Chandler's doing that stupid thing. You know? And I was doing Shelley Winters from Sideways. Oh, yeah, I got that.
God.
Oh, the remake of Poseidon Adventure with Kurt Russell was horrible.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Horrible. Did not need to be made.
I mean, yeah.
I really hope that San Andreas or whatever isn't like the start of another pile of bad
disaster movies,
yeah.
I've heard from four different people that it's the most overtop movie they've ever seen,
yeah.
But three of them liked it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What was the other one that John Cusack did? It was like...
Oh, 2012.
Was it 2012? Was that
yeah,
what it was called?
Yeah.
That was god-awful. That was
Who did
horrible.
I hear John Cusack's playing?
I don't know.
I read something today about him. It's a really important role.
Oh, yeah?
Who's he playing?
Well, he played Edgar Allan Poe recently.
Yeah.
But that movie didn't really do
no,
all that
great.
No, this
is something they just announced, and I was like, oh, wow, he'd be good in that.
So John Cusack's playing, was it like a biography type thing or something?
I think, yeah,
or
it's
what?
A biography.
Oh, let's see.
I don't remember.
He's a good actor, but he's one of those actors I hear is just an ass.
Oh, he's a dick.
Yeah. An untitled Wall Street project.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. That's all he's got. So get this. I'm a big Jackie Chan nerd, and
yeah.
There's a Jackie Chan movie called Dragon Blade, and it stars Jackie Chan. And this is one of those, like, old school, like, you know, Chinese war movies where, like, everybody's in, you know, Chinese dress and it's, like, takes place in the 1800s or whatever. And it's the main stars are Jackie Chan, John Cusack, and Adrian Brody. I'm like,
wow,
what?
That's a good cast.
Like, what?
What the hell?
What the hell is that? So, yeah, I mean, that's it right here. It's got a 6.4 on IMDb. And, yeah, I don't know. Lost Roman soldiers navigate their way through China.
Have you seen it?
No.
No. Okay.
I want to, though, but I don't know if I want to at the same time. You know, it's got a good director. I like the director. You know, I like the stuff he's done in the past, but still it's like, wow, that's really odd casting. And talk about a guy who's been like, he's had a varied career. And it goes back to the Oscar curse, you know, Adrian Brody
mm-hmm.
won that Oscar for The Pianist and then just went,
yep.
And his career went to the toilet.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yep, another big one. Good actor, you know?
Yeah.
Good actor. Radio? He was
yeah.
good in that.
Yeah.
You know, he just picked some shitty movies after
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. That's like, who wants to win
Joaquin
an Oscar
Phoenix.
Nowadays?
Did he win the Oscar? I know he got nominated.
Yeah, he got it for Gladiator. Yeah.
He got an Oscar for Gladiator. Okay.
Yeah. And then
he did Walk the Line, got nominated for that, and mm-hmm. then that's about it.
Yep.
You know?
And then he went off the deep end and fucking went crazy and said it was a joke or it was a whatever. Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, it just went weird.
But did you ever see Her?
Yes.
Yeah, great movie.
Great movie.
I mean, really great. I mean, the script was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the script was really good.
That's a solid movie.
Very solid movie. I dug it. That was that was one I had to talk Danny into seeing. She's like, I don't want to watch it. I'm like, no, you'll like it. Watch it. You know? Yeah. I don't like Joaquin. Just watch the movie. So she watched finally. She's like, God, it was really good. I'm like, yeah.
That was a solid, solid movie.
Yeah. I've been hitting those out of the park lately. I've been trying to get Danny to watch like certain movies that I've been trying to get her to watch forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm home for the weekend. You're going to watch stuff I've been trying to get you to watch. So finally put on a couple things that she'd been like resisting forever. And she's like, okay, that was good. I'm like, I told you. You know? So that's always fun when you're right. Which
right.
is pretty rare when you're married.
Well, my ex-wife hated Kevin Costner when we got together. Mm. And one Friday night, you know, I was always picking the movies that we would watch. And one Friday night, she's like, you're watching All That Jazz with me. That's one of my favorite movies. I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up loving it. It's a great movie. And Roy Scheider was amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. But before I watched it, I said, but you got to watch Dances with Wolves.
Yep.
And she's like, I don't want to watch Dances with Wolves. I'm like, if you want me to watch All That Jazz, you got to watch Dances with Wolves.
Yeah. Like, it's negotiation
okay.
time.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, all right. So, I mean, I wound up loving it, and I told her I did, and I said, I even loved that last scene with Ben Vereen, that Bye-Bye
awesome.
Love.
Yeah.
I said, can we, I want to watch that scene again. That scene was so awesome.
You said you saw him do it live, right?
Yes, that was awesome.
That's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
One of those live experiences you don't get again.
Ben Vereen, not Roy Scheider.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're watching Dances, and she's like, it's 3 hours? I didn't know it was 3 hours. I'm like, yeah, you made the deal, sorry.
Yeah.
And then the movie, she's like, that is a good movie, man. Yep. She had tears coming down her face. She's like, that was a good movie. I'm like, all right. And from that point on, she liked Costner.
Yeah. See, cool. I talked to Danny and, well, Sydney hadn't seen Dance with Wolves yet. Danny and I both love Dance with Wolves. So we were on a Western kick. We watched a couple, you know, back-to-back stuff. And we watched Unforgiven. And Sydney really loved Unforgiven. She's like, oh, it was so good. And she's like, she had the same problem with it I did. The young guy, like, he's fucking annoying. Like, just,
that guy's horrible. He could have got a better
actor. She's like, Gene Hackman was just, like, off the chain good. You know, he's awesome.
Amazing.
He's such a fucking awesome actor.
The Duck of Death.
Yeah. So, you know, she liked Unforgiven a lot. And then we watched Tombstone, and she loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched Dance with Wolves, and she loved that. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to make you guys watch this movie. And I know, you know, everybody bombed it. It didn't do great at the box office, but I enjoyed the movie because I read the book as a kid. Mm-hmm. I was a big Edgar Rice Burroughs guy. I read all the Tarzan books, and well, not all of them, but I read a lot of the Tarzan books, and I read Princess from Mars, which is John Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we watched that, and they freaking loved it. I'm like, I told you, this movie's freaking awesome. And it's just, it's fantasy well done.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, a good director, good script, had a really good story, and it was, you know, well done. And both the girls were just like, oh, it was great. So my wife went and got the book from the library. She's reading it now. I'm like, yes. It's always
cool.
good when
you
get,
awesome.
Those, you get those wins. You
know? Knock them out of the park there. Yeah. You know.
So that's always fun.
Well, the funny thing was I was a Costner fan, and I did not want to watch Dances with Wolves. I had no interest in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got subtitles. It's 3 hours long.
See, I'm a big Western guy, so if it's a Western, I'm going to watch
Well,
it,
I'm a Western,
know?
And
yeah.
And major surgery, so I had to live with my mom for a couple of weeks to recover.
You okay?
And I couldn't move, so I've got the heartburn. So I have to, all I could do was lay on the couch all day.
Yeah.
So my mom's like, ha, ha, ha. And she put in Dances with Wolves. I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to see crap. And I wound up, like, loving the freaking movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
See, I'm the opposite way, man. When I get sick, I want long movies because I have the attention span to watch them, you know?
Yeah.
So my sick movie for years, and my dad, you know, my dad introduced me to this movie. The first time I saw it was in the theater, and I fucking loved it. It was Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's such a great movie, just a great script. You know, cinematography was there. It was just, Peter O'Toole's, like, at his top of his game. It's just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's good in that movie. And so when I get sick, that's what I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
You know? And I had a Laserdisc player, and I had it on Laserdisc. And, you know, if you're sick, you have to get up and flip it. You're like, oh, you know.
Right.
It's just such a long, it's like four discs. And you're like, fuck, you know. Such a great movie. That's why I still haven't been able to get. Danny didn't like it. She's like, ah, it's just too boring. I'm like, fine. But Sydney, I'm still going to try and get her to watch it.
Man, I'm going to commit blasphemy here.
Okay.
A movie that is revered, especially by guys, I think is long, tedious, and boring. The last gunfight is awesome. Everything else sucks.
Okay.
That's The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. That movie bores the snot out of me.
Yeah, you're an ass.
That movie is so boring. If it weren't for the soundtrack and that gunfight at the end,
yeah,
that movie would have no redeeming value to me.
I love Eli Wallach in that, man. He's awesome in the movie.
Speaking of Eli Wallach, there's a Paul Newman Western that's very, very obscure. Not many people know about it. Hombre?
Yeah, I've seen Hombre, yeah.
That's a great movie.
Mine's one of my dad's favorite Westerns, yeah.
I love that scene where the two guys are picking on the Indian at the bar with the mezcal.
Yep.
And he walks over and the guys, they're stealing it, and he smacks him in the face with the rifle and breaks the glass on their face. That's awesome. And he goes, and before you leave, put money on the bar for mezcal. Walks out of it. It's like awesome.
You know, one of my favorite unsung Westerns, and I'm not a big Marlon Brando fan. He made a movie called Appaloosa.
Appaloosa's great.
I fucking loved it, man. It was just like such a cool, and it's one of those, it goes, I like a lot of those simple plot movies. Mm-hmm. Like Winchester 73 is basically Appaloosa. Yeah. It's like, you stole my gun, I got to get my gun. You know, it's the same thing. It's like, you stole my horse, I got to get my horse. Yeah. But it was a great movie to me, and I loved it as a kid, and I couldn't find it forever. My mom got me a DVD set that she found at like Walmart, and it's like four Brando movies on DVD, and it's one of those things where it's like, usually sometimes they're shitty and they have like all movies on one DVD, but this actually had individual DVDs for all four movies.
Yeah.
It was three I'd never heard of, and Appaloosa. I'm like,
Appaloosa,
it was great. Nice. And it's like 16 by 9 widescreen. Mm-hmm. I'm like, awesome. So I watched that and I was loving it, man. It's such a cool flick. John Saxon's awesome in it.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That one, and there was another one that Mark Brando did.
Missouri Breaks?
No, I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was shitty. I was going to think Jack Nicholson.
One Eye Jacks
is great.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah,
it's a great Western. Yeah.
It's before he really got too self-important and off the deep end.
And didn't talk much.
Island of Dr. Moreau. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
I tried.
Dude, it's one of the worst movies ever made, but it's also like a guilty pleasure because there's a documentary. So I got to tell a little backstory here.
Okay.
The guy who directed that movie, who started to direct the movie, was actually a director who did an independent film called Hardware. And it was a cool movie. It had Dylan McDermott. It was like futuristic, you know, sci-fi thing, like on no budget.
I like that guy, by the way.
Dylan McDermott's a good actor. Right. Yeah. So it's a cool flick, and it's really well made. Like, the cinematography's on point. The special effects look real. It's all done in camera. It's awesome. It's a great movie. Well, this director, you know, went to Hollywood and, like, you know, I want to do a movie with you guys. They're like, okay. He's like, what do you want to do? He's like, I want to do Island of Dr. Moreau. Like, okay, well, you know, come up with a script, and if we prove it, we'll do it. So you put the script out, a little weird. It was closer to the original story than anything that had been done before, because it had been made twice, and they were both, like, way off.
Right.
So his was, like, the story. So he got the money, started making it, and the big thing was, like, they forced actors on him. Mm-hmm. You know, Marlon Brando wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. He's like, I hear he's really difficult to work with. He's like, well, we're not going to do it unless Marlon Brando does. He's like, fine, okay, so I'll talk to Marlon Brando. So Marlon Brando came, he's like, I want to do it, but I got to do it like this, and we're going to make the monsters this, and he just had all these fucking stupid-ass ideas, and he's like, what are you fucking talking about? He's he's like, I'll just do what I do, and then you come and do your scenes and fuck it, whatever. Then they forced Val Kilmer on him, which had just come off Batman.
He's also a dick to work with.
He came off like, he just come off of Batman, he just come off a divorce, he was pissed off, he didn't want to be there, so he was being an ass the whole time. And he was throwing in script changes and stuff. So finally, like, you know, basically once they got their first dailies, they're like, this guy's fucking fired, he's out. So they fired him, Brando brought in John Frankenheimer, and they finished the movie. Well, apparently, the director was real good friends with the makeup guy. He's like, this is my baby, I still got to be here. He's like, make me one of the monsters. He goes, make me one of the animals, and I want to be here on the set. So he was on the set every day that they filmed that movie as one of the animals.
All right. Okay.
And
that's cool.
Saw it go to shit, you know? Yeah. And they made a documentary about that. So I got to find that thing.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
That would be interesting to see.
It's just like, it's basically told from his perspective as how that movie went off the rails.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. That's awesome.
So, I mean, it's so fucking bizarre. If you ever sit through the whole movie, I mean, you have to be on drugs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Marlon Brando dies like 20, 30 minutes into the movie. And then Val Kilmer does basically Marlon Brando impersonation the rest of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's pretty spot on. It's pretty spot on.
Val Kilmer's a great actor. He's just a dick.
Yeah, he is. He's just a dick.
You know, I remember, because I didn't know anything about the Wyatt Earp story when I went into Tombstone. I mean, I knew the gunfight at the OK Corral. That's about it.
Mm.
And this is going to be the longest episode in the history of the show. But except for our first one.
Yeah, which I cut down.
Yes, you did.
If you want the extended version of the original, $10 on DVD.
Exactly. And we apologize.
Yeah.
It came out on Christmas Day. I remember that. It came out on Christmas Day. And my cousin and I go to see Tombstone. And I'm watching it, and I'm going, I didn't care for Val Kilmer. I thought he was funny in that Zucker Brothers movie he did. Yeah. I can't remember.
What the hell is that called? Shit.
True? No.
No. What
the fuck was that?
I liked him in Real Genius a lot, but this was the Zucker was like the skeet surfing and all that stuff.
And he was singing. He sings Tutti Frutti in it. I don't remember. But anyway, so I'm sitting there watching this. You know, I went to see for Kurt Russell, and it's a wider thing, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to watch. And oh, shit, Sam Elliott's in it. That's cool. And I hate Bill Paxton, but that's okay. I mean, I like Bill Paxton now. At the time, I couldn't stand him.
Mm.
And, man, I remember leaving the theater thinking, holy crap, Val Kilmer rocked that movie. He was so good in it. So then when Wyatt Earp came out the next year, the next summer, I remember thinking, Dennis Quaid's got a lot of work to do to catch up to what Val Kilmer did. And he did. Dennis Quaid knocks it out of the fucking park in that movie.
Honestly, I think both of them should have got
They both should have got Oscars. Yeah,
Top Secret was the one.
Top Secret, that's the one, yeah.
That was his first movie. Are you shitting me?
Wow.
That can't be his first movie. That was his first movie, yeah. Top Secret, then Real Genius, and then Top Gun.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a good way to start your career.
Willow, which was fun.
Yeah.
Kill Me Again, which is horrible.
I like that movie. I like that movie.
Shitty. No. The Doors, which I thought he did a good job.
He was good in The Doors.
Thunderheart. It was fun. Blue Diamond Phillips and him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Real McCoy. God awful.
Yes.
True Romance I liked. He played Elvis
True
Romance.
True Romance is awesome.
Yeah, he wasn't credited as Elvis. He was credited as the mentor.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the thing. He's played Val Kilmer. Or Val Kilmer.
He's played Elvis.
He's played Elvis.
He's played Jimmy Morrison.
Jim Morrison. Doc Holliday.
Yep.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That's pretty fucking awesome, man. It is, really.
Cool.
I thought his Elvis was pretty spot on, too.
It was really
you didn't
good
see
Elvis.
His face. You just kind of saw him in out-of-focus things.
Yeah.
True Romance is probably, you know, if you have to pick a...
Of anything that Tarantino's been involved in, that's my favorite
one. Great screenplay, Great screenplay. I mean, just the...
Stone
there's
directed
so many
it,
scenes
right?
in that. No, it was Tony Scott, the guy that killed himself. Yeah.
What did Stone... Stone was involved in that one.
Stone wrote... Stone was the producer on that, I think.
Okay. And, you know, someone told me, maybe it was you, I don't remember, but someone told... Oh, no. I know who it was. Local cigar guy that writes a blog.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into him a couple weeks ago, and I said, hey, I heard a rumor that you were in JFK. I said, what part were you in JFK? Hmm. He said, it was a voiceover. He says, I'm the one that throws it to Walter Cronkite when Walter Cronkite... I'm like, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's way cool.
And he said, he says, man, I got some stories about that. I'm like, I'm game. Talk to me about it. He said, first of all, Oliver Stone doesn't know how to direct.
Yeah, you told me that.
That he relies on his AD.
Yeah.
Damn it, I got this heartburn. Relies on his AD to do everything.
Yeah.
Stone's good at coming up with ideas, but he can't actually direct. And I thought, that's kind of interesting.
Well, he wasn't really good at coming up with ideas with Any Given Sunday, because that was a piece of shit.
Oh, that speech that Al Pacino gives?
That's one of the worst football movies ever made.
On the ticket sometimes, if somebody starts to talk about something boring, they'll start playing that Al Pacino speech. It's like, okay, I'll change the subject.
God. A fucking awful movie.
Oh, God. And Dennis Quaid was in that.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, there's a funny bit. I don't watch Ellen, but I'll go on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen does this thing where she'll mic up a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. And, I've seen that. Where she makes him go in and say things. Yeah.
And Dennis Quaid's her favorite one to use.
He's awesome.
And he goes into a Starbucks.
Good.
Dennis Quaid is here. Dennis Quaid is here. And I'm like, really? Dennis Quaid would like a latte.
Yes.
It's like, talk about yourself in the first person. Dennis Quaid would like a biscotti.
I like Dennis Quaid, man. Dennis Quaid's cool.
Awesome.
I fucking loved Inner Space. What a shitty movie that
was.
That was
a horrible movie, but he was good.
Him and, what's his name? Comedian guy. Canadian. Martin Short.
Martin Short. I want to say Rick Moranis, but I'm like,
that's not Rick Moranis.
That's a fun movie.
I liked it.
That's where he met Meg Ryan. That's where
So Oliver Stone had some good movies at the start. I saw this in the theater, and I liked this movie. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it since. It probably sucks now, but do you remember seeing The Hand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one with
Michael
Caine gets his hand cut off, and it comes back and kills people. Oliver Stone directed that.
Did he really?
That was his first movie that he directed.
I thought it was Midnight Run, or Midnight, what was it called?
The second movie he directed was Salvador with James Woods, which was a great fucking movie. James
What's
Woods
the
did
70s
great...
movie about the drug smuggling?
He did Wall Street, Talk Radio, Born on the 4th of July.
He might have just wrote that.
JFK. I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
You know the one I'm talking about in the prison? Where the guy got arrested smuggling drugs and they throw him in this Turkish prison and
Oh yeah. He wrote the screenplay for that. Okay. That was the Brad, what's his name? Shit.
Brad Renfro?
No. He was a big star for a while and he kind of disappeared. Hold on, let me find that writer. It was, drum roll, Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. Yeah. Okay, I know Midnight Express.
Wrote the screenplay for that, wrote the screenplay for The Hand, wrote the screenplay for Conan the Barbarian.
Did he really?
Wrote the screenplay for Scarface, that was the most fucks ever. Mm-hmm. Year of the Dragon. Year of the Dragon I liked. That's I thought Year of the Dragon was cool. It was Michael Cimino. Remember Michael Cimino?
Yeah,
he made some good movies for a while. And then he went...
Midnight Express, okay. That came out like, what, 75, 76?
That was 78.
78, okay. Yeah. So I'm 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
So I'm 8. And my parents take us to see this movie. And when I saw two guys kiss, it creeped me out to no end.
You want to know what my parents took me to see?
What?
Making Love with freaking Harry Hamlin and the other
dude.
Oh, my God. I was like, wait a minute. No. This is Perseus from Clash of the Titans. What are you doing to me?
Dudes can't kiss? That's creepy.
No, it was... I knew him from Clash... I was like, oh, it's a guy from Clash of the Titans. Cool. It's like, he's a gay dude kissing another dude. I was a kid. I'm like, no. You know?
And then when... Christopher Reeve kissed Michael Caine in Death Trap.
I love that movie, though.
The movie's great,
such
but I was like, oh, Superman.
Most uncomfortable kiss on screen. I mean, it just didn't look. Mm-mm. And it was Reeves committed.
Yeah.
But Caine looked like he was not. He was like, I'm not having this. You know, he's like, I'm Henry Brown. You know, what are you doing? Exactly. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Exactly. Now, that's a clever movie.
Yeah.
Diane Cannon. We never talked about her. She was hot back in the day.
Hot.
She was funny in that scene where she's running around screaming and stuff. That was a hilarious movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that movie was great. But yeah, when you're really 7 or 8 years old and you're watching dudes kiss for the first time, and as we've said many times, we are not homophobic at all.
No.
But when you're 7 or 8,
it's
creepy.
A little weird. Yeah,
it creeps out.
Especially when it's the first time you see it in front of, you know, on a big screen at 75 feet or whatever. It's like, what?
What the hell?
Like, this happens? This is real?
You know, Superman just kissed a dude?
Yeah. Kind of strange. You know, I do like Platoon. It's one of my favorite, you know, Vietnam War movies. I thought it was very well done.
And what was that? Talk Radio was
really good. Yeah.
Remember, he was on a stretch there where he did all his movies in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He was big in Dallas.
Wall Street, Born on the 4th of July.
A lot
Doors,
of Platoon
JFK.
Was shot in Dallas.
Heaven and Earth was even good. I liked, and it was a good role for my buddy. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Jones, there you go. You know, Natural Born Killers, I loved, and people hated that movie, but I thought...
You know who should have gotten an Oscar nomination for that? Was Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. No shit.
And they fucked him because they said
he didn't have enough screen time.
Yeah. Not enough screen time, and they said his career wasn't good enough to justify it.
Fucking bullshit,
who gives
man.
A fuck?
He sold that
he
hardcore.
He was awesome.
I mean, he dug deep for
he
that
did.
Fucking part.
He was awesome.
Seriously good on that. I didn't like Nixon. I thought Nixon was overblown.
I never watched it.
I liked U-Turn. I thought U-Turn was pretty good.
U-Turn's awesome.
Any Given Sunday was shit. Commandant. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I've never seen it. American Undercover, the TV show. Alexander was horrible.
Yep.
Even the director's cut didn't salvage that.
I thought that movie was going to ruin Brad Pitt's career.
Yeah.
I thought it would. It was that bad.
World Trade Center was passable.
You know what? I didn't want to see that.
I didn't want to see it either, but I liked it. I liked United 93 and that were both actually really good movies. But
yeah. But the whole, I was like, I want to go see it. And I'm like... I said, I don't want to relive that. I said, I just don't want to relive it. And I said, man, and if they show the planes crashing in the buildings, and but man, the way he did it was awesome with just the shadow going across the buildings.
Yeah.
And so you knew. And it was like, that was really smart,
was
really well done.
Really well done. I liked W. I never saw W. Hilarious. Josh Brolin, fucking awesome in that role.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome in that role.
Okay, remember the hot stripper?
Yeah.
In W?
Yeah.
You know, that's Wade Phillips' daughter.
What?
Wade Phillips used to coach the Cowboys. That's
no
his
shit?
Daughter. That's his
nice.
Daughter. Yeah, she's hot.
Yep. I never saw the second Wall Street, so I never.
No,
saw that.
I'd like to.
Savages was really good. Savages was actually a good movie for him. So, but yeah, that's the last thing he's done. I liked Savages a lot. But see, I like that. I like that actor. The guy who did John Carter. He's I think he's a good actor, and I think he has a lot of Taylor Kitsch.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could be the next Crow, and they cast freaking Bradley Cooper. Like, really? I don't know.
Okay, Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper rant as we extend this show longer than it's ever been.
No, we've had seriously.
I know.
The episodes in San Antonio were much longer than this. They were like 3 hours.
Bradley Cooper is so overrated.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
I mean,
his best role was Dickhead in whatever Winter that Crashers. Will Ferrell. Yeah, that was his best role.
And that's the first time I'd ever even seen him, and yeah. I wanted to kill the fucker.
Yeah.
But he was good.
He was
so
good
I,
in that.
That's
yeah.
what meant he was good. I wanted to kill the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, stuff since then, you know, The Place Beyond the Pines or whatever, holy God. And Silver Linings Playbook, I tried to watch that. I couldn't
get
into that.
That was bullshit. Like, did you see Drive? Speaking of that other guy that was in not Silver Linings.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
I like Ryan Gosling. No, I haven't seen Drive.
Dude,
but
Drive is the bomb.
It's on my queue in Netflix.
Watch
I just haven't
Drive.
Yeah.
So that is one of those roles where he says very little lines, but it's all expressions, and he's a face actor, and he does such a good fucking job in that, and it's so well directed. Mm-hmm. It's like an awesome. Really, there's not. I mean, if you think about the script, there's probably not a whole lot in the script, but it's and Albert Brooks is a bad guy in that, and he fucking kills it, man.
I haven't seen Albert Brooks in anything in a long time.
He's
he was
awesome in that. Yeah. He is awesome in that.
Yeah,
and one of my favorite movies of all time was
Defending
Broadcast News.
Oh,
and
like
Defending Your Life too. Yeah. So those two movies, I mean, for Albert Brooks, I mean. Those two movies are the bomb, dude. Yeah. I mean, I'll watch those anytime. If they're on, it's a stop down for me.
What I love about him as a, I don't know if it's his delivery.
Yeah.
But the way he'll describe minutia, and he can do it really good and make it interesting. Like that scene with the eggs.
Yeah.
In Defending Your Life. He goes on and on about these eggs. And it's, but it's funny, and it's like,
yep.
I want to eat those eggs. Those eggs sound good.
Yeah. He's like, awesome, dude. He's awesome.
And he's Super Dave Osborne's brother.
He is.
That's
he is.
Funny.
Yep.
But where were we going before Albert Brooks popped up?
Who knows?
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He was awesome in Crazy Stupid Love.
He was great in that, yeah.
That, I mean, he hit notes that I didn't know he had in that movie because he's a dick.
For an ex-Musketeer. Yeah.
He's very cocky and pricky, and then he falls in love. And
that was a good movie, man.
It's a great movie.
That's one of his best and one of...
one of Carell's best.
Carell's
by
best,
far.
Yeah. By far, yeah.
He should have got an Oscar nomination for that over the stupid Foxcatcher thing.
I can't make it through that.
I've watched 20 minutes of it. It's so boring.
Yeah.
I'll take a little more.
I can't. I can't do it. You know, and I like
his performance
is
awesome.
I like him. I like the other guy that played the Hulk. What's his name?
Eric Banner?
Eric Banner. Shit. Fuck.
God, getting old sucks.
God, getting old really sucks, man. But yeah, I mean, I think that guy is a good actor too, and he's better in smaller roles. But he really sold Bruce Banner in the Avengers.
Yeah,
and I thought he was perfect for it.
Mark Ruffalo's awesome. Yeah.
Great actor.
Yeah,
he's got some depth, and I think that you know he brings a gravitas.
Yeah.
To roles that a lot of actors
there
don't.
There was a movie he did, and do you have Ruffalo pulled up?
Yeah, yeah.
My wife wanted to see it. I knew it was going to be a chick movie. With Reese Witherspoon, where he becomes a ghost or she becomes a ghost, and they fall in love.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
But anyway, it was really good.
Did you ever see Blindness?
Yeah.
Dude, good movie.
Yeah.
Fucking brutal. I mean, it just it's. I love the movies that speak to humankind and humanity and how fucked up we are and shitty to each other. And that was just one of those movies that like just made me feel like shit. But it was a great movie. It's good in Zodiac. I mean, Zodiac was long and tedious, but. He was really good in that.
No, Ruffalo's a great actor.
Yeah, he is. He's a really good actor. I liked him in Collateral as well. One of the few Tom Cruise movies I actually like.
There's a Costner-Aniston movie called Rumor Has It, and it's supposed to be based on the real story of The Graduate.
Okay.
Because, you know, The Graduate was a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was like Aniston figures out that her mom was the... the Kathleen...
Mrs. Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Miss Robinson's her grandmother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What was her name? She's married to Sam Elliott.
I don't know
either. Shit. Catherine Jones.
Okay.
She was in Butch Cassidy. Mm-hmm. And Aniston's boyfriend is Ruffalo. She goes out to California. She finds out that her family's history. So she looks up the Dustin Hoffman guy, and it's Kevin Costner.
Mm.
And she thinks he might be her dad.
Mm.
And then Costner tells her that he got... basically kicked in the nuts during a soccer game, so he can't produce.
Mm.
And so she kind of starts getting feelings for him, so they have an encounter. And you get to see side boob. I mean, that's not bad.
Nice.
And then they go to this gala, Costner and Aniston do. And they're making out, and Ruffalo shows up. He's like, tell me that's not your dad, because he's pissed. Because that's why she went out there, was to see if this guy was her dad, and then he sees him make it out, so he's pissed. And but I just love that line and the way he says it. Tell me that's not your dad.
He's very good at there's a, I don't know, it's almost like a he does kind of a Woody Allen thing where he'll like stutter at lines, and like you can tell he's thinking about it, and then he says it. He does convincing with it, though, you know, because Woody Allen does it like the best. Probably Woody Allen does it the best than anybody does, you know. But he's, but I just can't. I mean, Woody Allen movies to me are just like a fucking beatdown. Like, there's a few that I can take.
Match Point was awesome.
Match Point was very good. But I'm talking about
the comedy
that
he
he's
did.
In.
Yeah, but what was the comedy he did right before that with Hugh Jackman and or Clive Owen? Maybe, I can't remember which one.
I don't know.
Shit, it was a comedy. Damn it.
That he directed?
Yeah, and he was in it.
Oh, yeah?
And he was actually good.
Woody Allen was?
Yeah. And I don't like Woody Allen, but I thought he was really good in this.
Let's see. Blue Jasmine? No, that's not a comedy. Magic in the Moonlight?
No, it was right around the time.
Midnight in Paris was good.
No,
Midnight in Paris I liked.
Awesome,
yeah, that was great. One of the few Woody Allens that I'll like actually sit down and watch.
It was right around the time of Match Point.
Match Point. Scoop?
Scoop, yeah.
I didn't see
Scoop. That was a very good movie.
Okay.
But Match Point was awesome because that was a total departure from
him. Yeah, it was good.
That was dark.
Good. I didn't know that was Woody Allen until I was like halfway through. I'm like, this is Woody Allen?
Yeah. You know? I didn't like the ending. The ending kind of leaves it up in the air a little bit. But yeah. I still thought solid. I mean, Scarlett Johansson was great in that movie.
I like Curse the Jade Scorpion. I thought that was fun. Mm-hmm. Like Small Time Crooks. Sweet and Low Down was a beat down. Deconstructing Harry was pretty good. Mighty Aphrodite was good. Bullets Over Broadway was good. But yeah, when you get into like Alice and Crimes and Misdemeanors, New York Stories, I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
And her sister is like, my wife loves that movie. I'm like, aw.
My mom loved that movie. I was like,
Purple Rose of Cairo, I thought was fun. I like Jeff Daniels.
I never saw it. But
dude, that's one of those
Daniels.
Like you're in the movie things, so you should watch that. Yeah, that's in it.
That was that was kind of funny. That
I saw Zelig in the theater. I fell asleep. Parents would drag me to that in 83.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that new Jurassic World coming out.
Yep.
I'll never forget, my brother and his wife were in, or girlfriend at the time, were in, I think they'd gone to San Antonio over the weekend, and my brother lived with me at the time. Mm. And they came in like, dude, get your clothes on, go to the movie, we're paying for it. Mm. I'm like, I don't want to go to a movie. Come on, we're going. Oh, fuck. What are we seeing? Jurassic Park made me go to see its best movie ever, of all time. I'm like, I don't want to see that movie.
You don't like blockbuster things.
No,
just
I don't.
Not a big blockbuster.
I'm like, I don't want to go see it.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. So you're buying the popcorn and shit, too. Like, okay. Fell asleep 20 minutes into it.
Wow. I like Jurassic Park.
I mean, I've since seen it, and it's better than I thought. But
Sam Neill's good in it. Laura Dern annoys me. She's been very... I like her in Wild at Heart with Nicolas Cage. That's
she
about
was good
it.
In Perfect World.
She's good in that, yeah. And but I thought Jeff Goldblum was like, he was awesome in that.
Yeah. Goldblum's a guy. I have a love-hate relationship with
him.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I get annoyed when I see him and stuff, but then I start watching him like, yeah, he's actually good.
You know what? There's a movie that he did that was very underrated. I gotta find this. What's it called? Mr. Frost. Do you ever see Mr. Frost?
No.
Dude, it is badass. Mm-hmm. He plays basically a guy in a mental institution that he's convinced that he's Satan.
Mm.
And it's fucking awesome. It's like low budget, no budget movie that just kind of came under the radar. I was working at Blockbuster at the time, and it came out, had a cool cover box where he's like all looking all evil and shit,
right?
And and it was fucking awesome. And he was I mean, that was like, if you're gonna give an Oscar for anything, it was that movie.
Yeah. Pull up Costner.
Okay,
look at his new movie he's got coming out. It sounds awesome. Totally forgot about it, but we were talking about Ryan Gosling. And
it's going to suck. Let's see what it is. All filmography. Actor?
Yeah.
Okay. McFarlane, USA. That's it.
Don't I have his newest?
Criminal,
yes. Read the synopsis.
Memories and skills of a deceased CIA agent are implanted into an unpredictable and dangerous convict. Oh!
And that's Costner.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
that's
then,
the one with Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Oh, it's Ryan Reynolds. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think you've seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Trailer's out for that?
Yeah, trailer's
oh,
out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it looks fucking cool.
Tommy Lee Jones is in it, I think.
Yeah. Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman's one of those.
So three people from JFK.
Exactly. Yeah. And the chick that plays the new Wonder Woman, which I think is bad casting, but whatever.
Jill should have got that part.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones is in it. Michael Pitt, which is a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Atkins, which is normally an action guy, but okay.
Now, this movie looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to see the trailer. I mean, I just reading about it, it sounded really cool.
Yeah, it does. Looks pretty cool, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so well, we're going to cut this off because we're way over.
We're short like show.
20, 30 minutes over, something like that.
That's whatever. Okay. But we had fun. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening. And you know, the show's going to be this from now on, so if you're all about the cigars, you know.
It's just, but we talk cigars all day long.
We do talk cigars all day long. You know, and, so. And really, I think most of our listeners are about us and our personalities, and that's what they stick around
and
for.
Our
so
movie information that we give
exactly.
them and music
and
stuff.
We want to give a big shout-out to Toledo, Ohio. For being the most listeners this month.
Nice. Yeah, 600 in one day.
609. Yeah.
In one day.
In one day. Like, what the fuck, Toledo? Thank you.
That happened in, thank you, Toledo. That happened in L.A. last week.
Yeah.
We had like 700 in L.A. last week.
I know. Kind of strange. It's weird. But hey.
And it's probably because of all the celebrities we interviewed. That's probably why L.A. jumped up that much.
It was William Sadler just watching this interview and over again. He's like, oh, those guys are awesome. Damn right.
Damn right. By the way, the nicest celebrity
so
I've
cool.
ever met
so
in my
cool.
life. That dude was awesome.
It was a pleasure to meet, man. Such yeah. a cool dude, yeah.
And he seemed genuinely interested.
He
that
really
we,
did.
It was
he
awesome.
Really did. And yeah. that was cool.
I love, oh, there's a part, real quick, I know we're closing down, but there's a yeah. part that cracks me up. Your question wasn't a dumb question by any means, but mm-hmm. it was the way you worded it made mm-hmm. me laugh. And mm-hmm. it made him laugh at the same time, too, when you were like, so you played Death twice. Was that by
was
luck?
It luck or by design?
And I got to thinking, luck to play that. Yeah. And he went.
What I meant to say was that from, you know, based on your talent or by design? I said luck. It's like
death and luck
hole?
In yeah. the same sentence. Yeah. And I went. He goes. Awesome. Like, yep. We caught the humor at like the same time. Like,
yeah. Yep.
Oh, I do have to throw it in. Okay, you deny Burgess Joni, but you did say it.
No, I didn't.
But you did say John Laney.
I did say John Laney, yes.
You did say, John,
say
Laney.
John Laney. I was drunk, dude.
I know.
Okay, when you go to Sprite Mervest, which you should go to,
yes,
there's booze there. And a friend of mine was like just at the Fan Days for Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. He's like, Fan Days at Comic-Con. Comic-Con would be awesome if they had booze. I'm like, go to Fright Mare. It's all
man,
booze
it's all
you can drink,
booze.
Baby.
Yeah, that's it, man.
So we were fucking hungry. We were pretty hammered. Yeah.
But you did say John Laney.
I did say John Laney, yes.
And he did say Burgess Journey.
No, I didn't.
He did say Burgess Journey.
No, I did not. Listen to it in slow motion. I did not say that.
I didn't even tell Nate what you said. I said, listen to what Brandon says there. And he goes, did he say Burgess Joni? And I said, yes, he did.
No, I didn't. I'll have to listen. You have to show me because I listened to it and I didn't hear it. So,
but
anyway,
you did say
where
John
can
Laney.
They find us?
iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podcast Land.
You're doing great, man.
We haven't done a show in a long time. Podomatic, iHeartRadio stuff, Twitter. Facebook and something else. Twitter. YouTube.
Awesome. Yeah.
YouTube.
So what's your Twitter handle?
I'm at Randy Rankin 43 and at or I'm AJF Randy on Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah. I am PDR underscore Brandon on Instagram.
Instagram.
Instagram. I've been drinking again. And
John Laney.
John, fuck you. And what's my Twitter? Oh, Captain Funky Pants. There you
Captain
go.
Fun-
God damn.
And at Calypso Cigar Shop and Lounge and Calypso Cigar Review on Facebook.
Yep.
And if you hit me personally, I generally will tend to accept your friend requests. So.
I will as well.
Okay.
So, as always, it's been great smoking with you.
See you later, John Laney.
See you later, John Laney.